Let me be straight with you. This is a radio commercial for Three Small Business Insurance. The policy has no fine print. It's clear what's covered. So while you can't see the following scene, just know that this pet store is protected by Three.
Joe, did you leave the snake tank open?
Look, I don't want to point fingers, but yes.
It's biting me! Sorry, sir! I'm calling my lawyer.
They're going to need some help with this mess. Luckily, they have Three. No fine print, just exceptional coverage. Three is a product of Berkshire Hathaway Direct Insurance Company. Three. No nonsense, just common sense.
Fixed annuities, including multi-year guaranteed rate annuities, are not designed for short-term investments and may be subject to restrictions, fees, and surrender charges as described in the annuity contract. Guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuer. Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to project the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to the Active Wealth Show with your host, Fort Stokes. Fort is a fiduciary and licensed financial advisor who places your needs first. He'll help you protect and grow your wealth. The Active Wealth Show has grown because activators like you want to activate their retirement planning with sound, tax-efficient investing. And now, your host, Fort Stokes.
And welcome, activators, to the Active Wealth Show. I'm Fort Stokes, your chief financial advisor, and I'm joined by Sam Davis, our esteemed executive producer and also ambassador of the weekend. But this weekend is a very special weekend for all of us religious zealots of college football, because it is week zero, ladies and gentlemen, of college football. We've got UCLA and Hawaii playing college football on television today or this weekend, which is pretty dang awesome. Sam, what are your thoughts?
Well, people who know me know I'm a huge sports fan. I've worked in college and professional sports in my past. I'm so excited that football's back, even though my beloved Kansas Jayhawks tend to disappoint me every year. But man,
they're not so good. They're not so swift at football. They're very swift in basketball, though.
Yes, but it is amazing how excited I can get every year, even though I know what the result at the end of the year is going to be. But what an exciting time. Football's coming back. Golf is in the middle of the PGA playoffs. It's going to be here next weekend in Atlanta.
Yeah,
so good times. Good times.
Yeah, Tour Championship presented by Coca-Cola. That's great stuff over at East Lake Country Club, which is pretty dang awesome and pretty fantastic stuff. So anyway, welcome to the weekend, everybody. Sam, let's hit them with a market update.
Your Active Wealth Market Update.
So this week, the Jackson Hole Symposium kicked off, and U.S. stocks were mixed Thursday morning as the Federal Reserve kicked off that two-day event in Jackson Hole that could lay the foundation for tapering and rate hikes. Dow Jones Industrial Average futures ticked up 11 points or 0.03%, while the S&P 500 futures and the NASDAQ 100 futures declined 0.07 and 0.17%, respectively. Both the S&P 500 index and the NASDAQ composite index closed at all-time highs on Wednesday. The Fed's virtual Jackson Hole Symposium begins Thursday, but the key event will be Chairman Jerome Powell's speech on Friday that could signal when the central bank could begin to scale back its asset purchases and eventually raise interest rates in an effort to rein in inflation. In stocks, financials were in focus as investors looked ahead to Powell's speech and clues for when rate hikes might begin. Elsewhere, Western Digital Corp and Japan's Kioxia Holdings Corp are in talks to merge in a more than $20 billion deal that would create a giant chip maker, according to the Wall Street Journal, citing people familiar with the matter. In earnings, Salesforce.com Inc.'s quarterly results topped analysts' expectations, and the company raised its full-year earnings forecast after closing its acquisition of workplace messenger Slack. So Salesforce.com did buy Slack. Dollar General Corp's full-year profit forecast missed estimates as the company worried higher costs would hurt margins. Rival Dollar Tree slashed its annual profit forecast amid similar concerns and noted supply chain issues. Again, folks, we just got issues on getting supply out there and workers and labor shortage and all that kind of stuff. Kitchenware and home goods retailer Williams-Sonoma Inc. raised its quarterly dividend by 20.3% to 71 cents per share and announced a new $1.25 billion share buyback program. The company's earnings and sales exceeded Wall Street estimates. Cosmetics maker Coty Inc. reported better than expected top and bottom line results and forecast annual sales growth for the first time in at least 3 years. Beauty products retailer Ulta Beauty Inc. also issued a strong full year sales forecast. In commodities, West Texas Intermediate crude oil slid 68 cents to $67.68 a barrel, and gold fell $1.40 to $1,789.60 an ounce. Now, let's go ahead and get straight into what we want to talk about this week. What we're going to talk about this week, we're going to talk about Medicare surcharges, what you can do to minimize those, also what to do about planning early and trying to get out in front of it. And the best way to get started planning is to start now. That's the best time to start. It's not regretting that you didn't start planning your 40s and 50s for retirement. It's go ahead and start planning now. And specifically for those of you who have done a great job at saving, we can get you a complete full retirement plan to your 95th birthday. It's a $1,500 value, absolutely for free. And all you've got to do is visit activewealth.com. That's activewealth.com and click that set an appointment button in the upper right corner. You can also reach out to us at 770-685-1777. Again, 770-685-1777. And what you're going to get is you're going to get a Social Security maximization report. You get a retirement income gap analysis. You'll get a portfolio analysis of your existing portfolio. You'll get a retirement plan to your 95th birthday, something we call results in advance planning with your current path you're on and the current portfolio that you, with the current assets you currently hold in your portfolio. And then you're going to get two more really great things. You're going to get a financial plan to your 95th birthday with our recommended portfolios. And then lastly, you're going to get a retirement plan to your 95th birthday with a Roth ladder conversion included in that. And if you haven't embarked on a Roth ladder conversion, I would encourage you to consider doing that. And the best way to do that and the best way to get started is to help us do it for you. So go ahead and visit activewealth.com and click that set an appointment button in the upper right corner and you will get placed into my calendar. Or you can just simply call us at 770-685-1777. So let's go straight into some of our Medicare costs. And this is our retirement cost cutter for the week.
Ready to save some money? Here's our retirement cost cutter of the week.
So one of the ways to reduce your cost during retirement is to make sure that you kind of minimize your ordinary income for Medicare, so therefore you can reduce your Medicare surcharges. And the question that a lot of people ask is, hey, does income affect Medicare? Well, the answer is it can. If you're what Social Security considers a high income beneficiary, you may pay more for Medicare Part B, the health insurance portion of Medicare for the physician side. Most enrollees don't pay for Medicare Part A, which covers the hospitalization, as an example. Medicare premiums are based on your modified adjusted gross income, or MAGI. That's your total adjusted gross income plus tax-exempt interest as gleaned from the most recent tax data Social Security has from the IRS. To set your Medicare costs for 2021, Social Security likely relied on the tax return you filed in 2020 that details your 2019 earnings. If your MAGI or your modified adjusted gross income for 2019 was less than or equal to the higher income threshold, $88,000 for an individual taxpayer, $176,000 for a married couple filing jointly, you pay the standard Medicare Part B rate for 2021, which is $148.50 a month. At higher incomes, premiums rise to a maximum of $504.90 a month if your MAGI exceeded $500,000 for an individual or $750,000 for a couple. You can ask Social Security to adjust your premium if a life-changing event caused significant income reduction or financial disruption in the intervening tax year. For example, if your marital status changed or you started getting pension or you had an income-producing property sell. Also, keep in mind, if you pay a higher premium, you are not covered by Hold Harmless, the rule that prevents most Social Security recipients from seeing their benefit payment go down if Medicare rates go up. Hold Harmless only applies to people who pay the standard Part B premium and have it deducted from their Social Security income benefit. Premiums for Medicare Part D, which is the prescription drug coverage, if you have it, also rise with higher incomes. And when we talk, when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about how you can start planning earlier to reduce your Medicare surcharges and to try to beat back what a lot of people call Aunt Irma. And she's the one who actually charges you more money. Irma is I-R-M-A-A. And that's where your Medicare surcharges go up if your income goes up. Also, a lot of people that think, hey, I'm going to do my Roth conversion when I retire so I can do it at a lower tax rate and it's going to be great. Well, that's great, but just know this, you're going to end up generating a higher Medicare surcharge if you exceed that $176,000 for a married couple filing jointly or a single filer. But we're going to talk more about what to deal with Medicare and how to properly plan for the right type of income during retirement right when we come back from the break. And also remember, if you want a free financial plan to your 95th birthday, something we call results in advance planning, if you want to get your retirement results in it in advance, then I would encourage you to visit activewealth.com and click that set an appointment button in the upper right corner. And we're happy to help you and give you that free retirement consultation. Absolutely no cost to you. It's a $1,500 value. You're listening to the Active Wealth Show right here on AM 920 The Answer. We'll be right back talking about how to properly plan to minimize your Medicare surcharges during retirement. Welcome back, Activators, to the Active Wealth Show. I'm Ford Stokes, your Chief Financial Advisor. Got Sam Davis on the board with us as our executive producer. And I wanted to just finish on our conversation about Medicare. So if you go up above $88,000 filing individually or $176,000 as a married couple filing jointly, you're going to end up costing yourself $1,020 more a year, $90 more a month if you just go to that next level. And the best way to do that is to avoid that two-year look back that Medicare does that looks back at, let's say you're about to turn 65. Well, they're going to look back 2 years basically at your tax return for age 63 to determine your income level for Medicare surcharges. And the best way to minimize Medicare surcharges going forward in retirement is to consider doing Roth conversions way earlier than retirement. So let's say you're making $200,000 a year as a married couple filing jointly. Well, did you know that the married couple filing jointly, the actual 2021 tax bracket, the 24% bracket ends at $329,850. So if you're making 200 grand, you could actually move $129,850 each year when you're in your 50s. So you might want to consider doing a little bit of Roth ladder conversion and keep at that 22, 24% level, you might find that to be more effective for you over time. So let's say you started at age 50 and you just started, you kept doing doing the conversions. And what you can do is you can take money from your IRA. They can withhold the tax dollars. Like say they can hold to 22% or 24% that they're going to withhold for your tax dollars on the conversion and pay the IRS with it, and then move 78% or 76% of your IRA money into a Roth IRA. You also are going to start your 5-year delay clock on that conversion right then. So let's say you started at age 55. Well, you would have access to that those conversion dollars in your Roth account at age 60. But here's the deal. If you go ahead and convert all of your IRA by the time you retire, let's say $100,000+ a year for 10 years, and that claws back your $600,000 to $1 million 401k or IRA. Also, there's no 10% penalty when you do a rollover from an IRA to a Roth IRA when you do the conversion. There's no 10% penalty even at age 59.5 because you're not taking income, you're rolling it over, but it does count as ordinary income. So it will raise your modified adjusted gross income. But what it will do is eventually move the IRS out of your retirement account, and you won't have that partner sitting there during your 35+ year retirement with its hand out saying, hey, I want my money. Also, you're able to eliminate future tax rate hikes, the risk of that. And because also there's no RMDs with Roth IRAs either, because the government can't get their any more tax money out of it. You're paying them on the front end when you can convert. Also, if you're sitting on a large investment account that you're really proud of that's grown a lot of money, one of the great ways, here's a great trick, when you're doing a Roth conversion, convert 100% of the money that you're, let's say you're moving $100,000 over a year for 10 years, you're going to move $1 million out of your $800,000 401k and IRA, because get this, folks, just so you know, there's growth on those accounts. So if you're starting a 10-year Roth ladder with 600 or 800,000, you're likely going to have to move 1.2, 1.4 million, whatever that is, because you're going to have growth on those accounts. But the best way to do these, to implement a Roth ladder conversion, is this. You take money from your IRA and you move it over dollar for dollar. So you take 100 grand, you move it from your IRA to your Roth IRA, put 100 grand in your Roth IRA. So when your IRA goes down, your Roth IRA goes up the 100 grand that your IRA went down, right? So it's dollar for dollar, but then you pay the taxes with taxable money that's out of your investment account. And we think that is a really smart way to go. But the other deal is you're able to eliminate the Medicare surcharges that is generated by withdrawing money eventually after you're at age 65 from your IRA. When you remove money from your IRA, it is classified as ordinary income. It's not classified as capital gains. And therefore, it counts for Medicare surcharges. What else is interesting is you can't, they won't let you use that those withdrawal monies to go put money into a Roth IRA at $7,000 a year. They won't let you do that because that's not ordinary income in their mind, but it does count as ordinary income for Social Security benefit income taxation, or taxation on your Social Security income benefits. And also it factors in with Medicare and can raise your Medicare surcharges. I have a lot of people who've worked in the military who feel like they've given all they need to give at the office. They've done everything they can for the U.S. government, and they are passionate about minimizing their Medicare surcharges. Also, if you're on fixed income, you know, monthly budgets matter, and $90 a month can buy some groceries for sure. It can buy some gas. It can pay for a trash bill and a water bill. It can do a lot of different things, or a gas bill. And you want to try to keep those costs down. So, and also there's huge additional benefits by minimizing your ordinary income, or what is rated as or classified by the IRS in ordinary income during retirement, by doing a Roth ladder conversion or investing into life insurance. You can get tax-free income. We think that's a no-brainer, and we think you absolutely should do that. So here's the moral of the story. Here's the bottom line. What we're asking you to do is to implement a Roth ladder conversion earlier and get to planning. Also, if you're planning in your 50s, you can actually start affording a 10-pay index universal life policy. I'll give you an example. I've got a client who has a 10-pay, he's paying $2,000 a month for 10 years. So it's 24 grand a year for 10 years. It's 240,000 total. That's a lot of money. But get this, 10 years later, he's able to withdraw. The illustration shows he's able to withdraw if the indexes do what they've done in the past. Again, this is not guaranteed. These are hypotheticals, illustrations, but it's based on the last 10 years performance of the indexes, that the index that he's linked to within his index universal life policy. He's looking at getting $25,602 a year tax-free. It's like generating another Social Security income payment, absolutely tax-free, as a loan against the policy, because there's no taxes on loans, right? And it's just next level planning. So if you're listening to sound my voice and you're in your 50s or early 60s, or even your 40s, but specifically if you're in your 50s and early 60s, you should consider getting a plan for minimizing what will be your ordinary income during retirement. And we can help you do that by helping you implement in a smart financial plan with smart, safe, smart risk, and smart tax investment strategies. I mean, folks, this is what private wealth management looks like. And the number one thing I do as a fiduciary is reduce risk and put the needs of my clients ahead of my own. And one of those risks is a future tax risk. Also, if you're driving around right now, raise your hand and keep one hand on the wheel if you would. Raise your hand if you think taxes are going to go up in the future. Sam and I both have got our hands raised in the studio right now. The current president sitting in the White House, not a fan, but he's saying he's raising our taxes. He said that during the campaign trail. They just haven't hit us with it yet. And they're trying really hard. So taxes are on sale right now. Consider trying to properly plan for a tax effective or tax efficient retirement, and get a tax advantage portfolio that's a mix between a lot of different assets, whether it's Roth IRAs or life insurance or tax deferred vehicles like fixed index annuities. I got news for you. A taxable investment account and bank CDs those are not great strategies from a tax perspective. Also, from a growth perspective right now, with the ridiculously low interest rates that bricks and mortar banks are paying for bank CDs right now, that's not a strategy at all. That is a melting ice cube strategy, in my opinion. So the moral of the story of this segment is I want to make sure you understand that you really should start planning early and earlier than you think for retirement to just reduce some of the automatic costs that are going to hit you when you start taking ordinary income from your IRA, which would be your 401k rolled over into an IRA, or your 403b or your 457 or any of those rolling into your IRA or even a SEP IRA. There's going to be consequences for that. And we come back for the break, we're going to talk about how to calculate your retirement income gap. We're going to talk about what to do with that investment account that could be a ticking time bomb with capital gains and how to fix that. And we're going to help you calculate that retirement income gap and help you have a positive retirement income that's greater than your monthly expenses during retirement. You're listening to the Active Wealth Show right here on AM 920 The Answer, and come right back to hear about how you can generate a positive retirement income month over month beyond what your retirement expenses are going to be. Welcome back, Activators, the Active Wealth Show. I'm Ford Stokes, your Chief Financial Advisor, here with Sam Davis, our Executive Producer. And Sam, we were talking at the break about how many folks are listening to the Active Wealth Show on the weekends here on AM 920 The Answer. And one, how humbled we are that we're the number one listened to show on AM 920 The Answer on the weekends, which is really a credit to all the activators out there. Obviously, you and I both sincerely appreciate that listenership. But also, we've got a lot of folks who have been listening for 6, 12 plus months, and they haven't taken advantage of the free financial plan they can get. They haven't visited activewealth.com. They haven't clicked that set an appointment button in the upper right corner, or they haven't called us at 770-685-1777. And I just wanted you to share kind of what you were sharing during the break about what people should really be doing right now, and what your thoughts were about our $1,500 offer of getting a free financial plan that's a $1,500 value, absolutely no cost to them and no obligation as well.
Yeah, absolutely. First off, yes, thank you to the activators out there. And yeah, how often is it in life, in anything, where if you ignore something, it gets better, whether it's the leaky faucet or that, you know, you need to go see the dentist or your personal finances? And what could be more important than your personal finances and your retirement? And to have the opportunity to, you know, sit across the table from you directly, I know you personally from working with you, you're a straight shooter and you're a kind man. You're going to tell people what they need to make their situation and their retirement the best it can possibly be. So if you visit activewealth.com, you can schedule that free financial retirement consultation today and make this the week that you do that.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Sam. It's just really important for folks to kind of get the information they need. I think it's, you really nailed it when you talked about few things don't get any better, like a leaky faucet or going to the dentist and all that stuff. No, but none of that's fun. You don't want to call the plumber. You don't want to go to the dentist. But, and yes, we're passionate about financial management and retirement planning, but we're also passionate about your lifestyle. We want to make sure that you've got the right lifestyle that you're looking for during retirement. And fortunately or unfortunately, the income you can generate from your retirement nest egg, however you do that, is really what drives that lifestyle. A retirement is really more about income than it is about one big number. And getting your income tax advantage or tax efficient is really a big deal. And so we want to help folks. So again, I would encourage everybody to visit activewealth.com. You can also send me an email at ford@activewealth.com. But we're here to help you however we can. And what we want to do next is we really want to talk about calculating your retirement income, calculating your expenses, what we call the retirement income gap analysis. And let's start first with the most important part of retirement income. It's either the number one or number two source of income during retirement for a vast majority of retirees in the United States, which is Social Security. So let's say you made an average of $100,000 a year throughout your top 35 earning years. What they're going to do is they're going to look at your income and let's say you're going to make it all the way to full retirement age at either 66 and 4 months or 67, if you're born after 1960, as an example. And you're going to get, if you get, make it to your full retirement age, if you made an average of $100,000 of your top 35 earning years, you're going to get $2,736 a month. That's more than likely. Obviously, numbers are hypothetical and individual benefit amounts will vary, but that's generally where you're at. But if you were to take it at age 62 and a half, you're like, hey, I just want to take it now. I don't know if Social Security's going to be around for me later. I just want to get my income now. Then you're only going to be making $2,052 as an example per month, which is almost $700 less. And $700 a month can buy a whole lot of groceries. And so we would encourage you to try to stick it out and make it to your full retirement age. Also, if you wait and take it at age 70, you get 8% more. You get 8% more every single year that you wait until age 70, and you would get up to $3,611 per month in a Social Security benefit. Also, remember, we're all living longer. The CDC says that if two spouses make it to age 65, there's a 60+% chance that at least one of them is going to live to be age 90. And we need to plan for that. We need to plan for at least one of the spouses living to age 90. The next is just make sure you know that the longer you wait, the more you're going to make with Social Security, but in a monthly benefit. But every situation is different, and it may be better for you to take it at age 62 and a half, because that would put less pressure on your portfolio. We just need to do the analysis. Again, you're going to get a free $1,500 value, an absolutely free financial plan that includes a Social Security maximization report, a portfolio analysis, a retirement income gap analysis, and a full financial plan to your 95th birthday with your current assets and our recommended portfolios, and then also a Roth ladder conversion. You're going to get all of that absolutely at no cost to you. All you have to do is visit activewealth.com or give us a call at 770-685-1777. Again, 770-685-1777. We're happy to help you. So let's also go through what happens with your retirement income gap analysis here. So we want to make sure we wait as long as we can to make as much money here. But here's how you figure out your retirement income, whether you've got a positive or a negative gap. So one, you want to take your monthly expenses. That's discretionary and non-discretionary, right? Discretionary is things like going out to eat, buying grandkids gifts, travel, things like that. Non-discretionary would be like your mortgage or your rent, your power bill, your Medicare supplement insurance, things like that, where you just literally can't reduce those costs and it's something that happens every single month. So you add all the discretionary and non-discretionary expenses up, you add them up together, and then you then look at your income. You take your Social Security income. Do you have any pension income? Do you have any other guaranteed income sources? Do you have rental house income? You add all that up and you subtract, you take your income and subtract your monthly expenses from it. And if that's a positive or negative number, it shows you whether you have a retirement income gap or a retirement income surplus. Also, if you start your retirement with a retirement income gap or something that is a negative number, where your expenses are outstripping your income sources, you're going to draw down your retirement nest egg. And the way to backfill all that those expenses and pay for those expenses is to just withdraw money from your retirement nest egg, from your portfolio, from your IRA or your Roth IRA or your investment accounts. And I would encourage you to not spend more than 4% of your portfolio every single year. And therefore, you likely will not run out of money if you follow that 4% rule. But many of us in the first year of retirement, we're trying to get, you know, our real estate corrected. We're trying to get all this stuff corrected. And we're looking at serious issues and we're spending almost 10% of our nest egg the first year just settling out retirement, getting used to not getting an income. We're overspending. We've got to be careful about that, because if you spend 10% of your assets each year, you're going to run out of money in basically 12 years. Maybe with us, if we're getting you a higher rate of return, you might last 14 or 16 years. None of that's guaranteed, but your retirement is going to last a lot longer than that regardless. And so I'd encourage you to consider making sure you're spending no more than 4% of your assets in a given year. And also, sometimes market drawdown can affect that as well. And we've only got like a minute left in this segment. And when we come back from the break, we're going to talk more about building that smart financial plan, building it on a strong foundational footprint, and making sure that we are building something that is market efficient, fee efficient, and tax efficient for our future. And we're going to try to plan for it. We're going to have a plan. We're going to plan our work, and we're going to work our plan. Right when we come back after the break, we're going to talk about what it means to be an activator as well. They're looking for a retirement that delivers peace of mind. and they want to enjoy their retirement. They don't want to just watch the stock ticker and hope that they can get an exorbitant rate of return to make up for their mistakes that they made in their 40s, 50s, and 60s. And so we want to do everything we can to properly plan for your future. And the best time to get started is right now. We'll be talking about smart financial plan with smart tax, smart risk, and smart safe investment strategies in segment 4, right when we come back from the break. You're listening to the Active Wealth Show right here on AM 920 The Answer. Welcome back to the Active Wealth Show. Activators, I'm Ford Stokes, your chief financial advisor, and we've got Sam Davis on the board, our executive producer. And listen, let me just tell you who an activator is again. It's someone who wants a successful retirement, somebody who wants a market efficient, fee efficient, and tax efficient portfolio. It's someone who's inspecting what they expect. It's someone who understands, listen, if you're going to be a bear, be a grizzly about retirement, be aggressive about your knowledge seeking. And let's go ahead and share our inflation demonstration for this week with them, Sam.
It's time for an Active Wealth inflation demonstration.
So the most recent report from Case-Shiller Home Price Index for April showed that home prices were up 14.6% nationally year over year, which marked the highest increase in more than 30 years of the S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller data. So here's the deal. What that means is it's going to be more expensive for you to live during retirement and just the housing. And the cost of housing is going to go up. And we need to do everything we can to minimize our housing costs. Part of that is debt really doesn't need to factor into it. So people always ask me, hey, Ford, should I pay my house off or should I keep investing? And listen, as a selfish financial advisor, most financial advisors are going to say, no, invest that money with me. I get you a higher rate of return than the low mortgage costs. All that's true. But at the end of the day, the happiest people that I know that are retired are ones who have their house paid off and they can better plan with their monthly budget and they don't have a mortgage eating up one of their two Social Security payments. And so I'd encourage you to try to pay your house off. I really would. That's the right thing to do as a fiduciary, and that's what I'm going to share. That's not what you're going to hear from most financial advisors, but I am going to make sure that my folks don't have to spend tons of time looking at their accounts, see how they did every single day, and stressing over their money. We need to make sure that you don't have to stress over your money and that you can generate the proper amount of retirement income that outpaces your expenses so you never go into the negative and you're not overdrawing down your nest egg. Also, part of that is efficient tax-advantaged income, part of that smart tax planning we talk about with smart financial plans. You could do, I mean, you can invest in investments like you can invest in one of the two tax free investments out there, which is Roth IRAs and life insurance. And we help folks with both of those. If you're in your 50s, there's literally the best time ever would be to invest in one of those two products or both. And we can help you. We can run illustrations. We can run a Roth ladder conversion plan for you. We can help you with the right type of index universal life policy that fits your needs. We can get you quick free medical review as well as part of that. And you can generate tax-free income during retirement where the IRS is not involved. We think that's the right thing to do. That's what's called smart tax planning, where you're building tax advantage or even tax-free retirement income. And then also you're building Roth IRAs and not building IRAs, and you're kicking the IRS out of your life and also the inheritance for your kids with them inheriting Roth IRAs instead of inheriting an inherited IRA. And the difference between smart risk and just that buy and hold strategy is just having a tactically actively managed portfolio where it doesn't just hang in there. And we would encourage you to invest smartly, where you're not just doing a buy and hold and hoping and praying that your portfolio doesn't ride the market. We would encourage you to really consider doing something different. We've talked about this on the show, and we can show you some really great annuities out there. Some are illustrating it 9.84% on a 14-year product. But we've also got some that are illustrating on a 5 or 6 year product, where we have clients that have done 12% over the last 3 years, each of the last 3 years. So they got a crediting amount of 36% over the last 3 years. And they've rolled their money into the next annuity, where they can either get a bonus, like a 10% bonus, or they can keep things moving with that same annuity with another 3 year protection period, or what they call in the industry a 3 year point to point. You've got 1 year, 2 year, and 3 year point to points that we see out there. We call them protection periods. But not to confuse you, the deal is that all you're doing is replacing the bonds in your portfolio. Let me ask you a question. Why are you investing in bonds and paying why are you paying advisory fees when you can actually delete the advisory fees of the bonds you're paying? Bonds just pay income, right? Well, if bonds are just paying income and a fixed index annuity pays income, or index universal life insurance pays you tax advantage or tax-free income, let me ask you, why aren't you considering that part of the equation? And I would encourage you to give our office a call at 770-685-1777, and we can get going on tax smart investing. We can help you with that. Again, just give our office a call at 770-685-1777. Again, 770-685-1777. Many of us have a tough time remembering phone numbers, so I would just encourage you to remember one website. Just remember activewealth.com, and there's a set an appointment button in the upper right corner. All you got to do is click that, and you get put directly into my calendar. You don't go to any of our other advisors. You go directly to me, and I will help you regardless of your financial situation, because I'm a fiduciary. And listen, your money's important to you, so therefore it's important to me. We're here to help you. And now for the final countdown, it's part that everybody looks forward to. It's the final
countdown. So let's recap what you may have missed. It's the final countdown. The final
countdown. So we talked about how to reduce your Medicare surcharges. We talked about planning earlier, like in your 50s for retirement. Kind of plan your work and work your plan. We talked about how to determine your retirement income gap or surplus. We talked about how you can build a smart financial plan with smart risk, smart safe, and smart tax solutions. We talked more about smart tax solutions than anything else today. But the Medicare surcharge stuff is something you really need to do to consider reducing your costs. But you also get so many more benefits when you implement a Roth ladder conversion and get your eventual income during retirement more tax advantaged or even tax-free. Also, we covered really the two tax-free investments out there are, number one is Roth IRAs, and number two is life insurance. And if you're in your 40s or 50s and early 60s even, we can help you with both of those to generate retirement income that is truly tax advantage or tax free. And we're also so glad you've been with us here on the Active Wealth Show. We're here to help you plan for your future. We love talking to the activators out there. If you've been listening to the show for 6 or 12 months, you haven't called in, we would encourage you to go ahead and call in. We'd love the opportunity to help you. You can give our office a call at 770-685-1777, and we'll give you that free $1,500 plan absolutely for free. We'll give you a retirement plan. It's a $1,500 value at no cost and no obligation to you. And you can just visit activewealth.com if that's all you can remember after you listen to the Active Wealth Show. Just visit activewealth.com, and there's a set an appointment button in the upper right corner, and we're happy to talk to you. And I would encourage you to actually take action. You haven't really made a decision unless you've taken an action. And go ahead and visit activewealth.com, and let's get started on your successful retirement today. We're so glad you've been with us here on the Active Wealth Show. Hope you enjoyed this week's show on how to get started with planning earlier, how to reduce your Medicare surcharges, how to maximize your Social Security income. And we'll give you a free Social Security maximization report as well as part of those financial plans. Again, thank you so much for being with us here on the Active Wealth Show. And next week, we're going to talk more about smart financial planning and how we can reduce your risks that you're facing during retirement and help you really enjoy that retirement lifestyle. Remember, with retirement, it's more about income than it is about one big number. And also with retirement, if you're going to be a bear, be a grizzly, be aggressive with your retirement future. Knowledge is power. Seek out knowledge, seek out information, and inspect what you expect with your retirement future. You've been listening to Active Wealth Show right here on AM 920 The Answer. We'll be right back next week talking about smart financial planning with smart risk, smart safe, and smart tax investment solutions. All the best, and have a great week, everybody.
Thanks for listening to The Active Wealth Show. You deserve to work with a private wealth management firm that will strategically work to protect your hard-earned assets. To schedule your free consultation, call your chief financial advisor, Ford Stokes, at 770-685-1777 or visit activewealth.com. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Active Wealth Management are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Investments involve risk, and unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results.
Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to project the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Let me be straight with you. This is a radio commercial for 3 small business insurance. The policy has no fine print. It's clear what's covered. So while you can't see the following scene, just know that this pet store is protected by 3.
Joe, did you leave the snake tank open?
Look, I don't want to point fingers, but yes.
It's biting me! Sorry, sir! I'm calling my lawyer.
They're going to need some help with this mess. Luckily, they have 3. No fine print, just exceptional coverage. 3 is a product of Berkshire Hathaway Direct Insurance Company. 3. No nonsense, just common sense.